Sagt der heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt es wach im Perik Yod Gimel, Mishnah Hey. Hamakrav Kachem ve Emireim Bechutz. Somebody has the meat of the carbon and the Emirim, the part that usually go up on the Mizbeach, and he's makrav it outside of the Azara, he's Chayiv. What's the Chiddush? If this is the kind of carbon where the meat is supposed to be eaten, and he's putting up both the meat and the Emirim, maybe I should say that the Basar, the meat, is like a Chatzitza. It's a cutoff between the Emirim and the fire. Now, inside the Azara, if I would put up meat that's not supposed to be on the Mizbeach together with the Emirim, I would think maybe meat that doesn't belong there is kind of a hefsek between the Emirim and the fire, and therefore it shouldn't be counted that he was properly makriv the Emirim. So if it's not good inside, then you're not chayiv outside. So the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush, it would be good inside. You're not supposed to put the basar on the Mizbeach if it doesn't belong there. But if you do, it's not considered a cutoff, a chatzitza, between the basar and the Emirim. The reason? Min b'minoi ein achitzitz. The meat and the Emirim are considered similar enough, but it's mamish one thing, and therefore it's not a hefsig one to the other. It's not called a chatzitza. And we know the rule, if it's kosher inside, then you're chai for doing it outside. Vaitra says, the Mishnah, mincha shalai nikmitza, if a mincha did not have the kmitza taken out of it. Now inside, if you put up this kind of a mincha, it would be pasul. And that's the reason that if you're makav it outside, potter, you would be potter. Vaitra says, the Mishnah, kmatza. Let's say the kohen took his fistful from the mincha, separates the kaimitz from the rest, v'chazer kumtza l'taycha, and then puts the kaimitz back in. Instead of separating the kaimitz and burning the kaimitz on the mizbeach, he put the kaimitz back in, the kriva b'chutz, and then they were makrav everything outside. Chayiv, he is chayiv. Because if you did this inside, it would be a kashera carbon. The Mishnah says, if the kaimitz got mixed up with the rest of the flour, you shouldn't put it up on the Mizbeach, but if you do, b'diavad, it's kosher. And again, here's the catch 22. Even if it's only kosher, b'diavad, but if it is kosher inside, then one is chayiv for putting it up outside. Okay, so again, someone's makriv kachim, the emireim, the meat and the emirim, outside is chayiv. Reason being, if you did that inside, it would be kosher, even though the basar is not supposed to go up on the Mizbeach, but I don't say it's a chatzitza, it cuts off the Emirim from the fire, because min b'minoi ein achaitzis is considered the same thing. A mincha that no kmitza was taken from it. The kohen didn't remove the fistful that normally is supposed to go up on the Mizbeach. And you were makriv it outside, you would be potter, because if you were makriv such a mincha inside, it wouldn't be good at all. However, if the kohen did take the fistful out of it, but somehow it came back into the general mixture of the mincha, and you were makriv this outside, you would be chayiv, because b'diavad, that would be kosher on the inside.